Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Carney's here, too, because he's got something to talk about that I think is very important for small business owners to pay more and more attention to. You know that I've talked about this on the show in the past over the years, and Steve's got a new book out called The Teamwork Chronicles, a startling look inside the workplace, and it's for those who want better teamwork. His name is Stephen H. Carney. Steve, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. What made you focus? Now you're an architect, aren't you? An engineer by education?
Yes, that was my education and training was in architecture. Mm-hmm.
What made you know? When I think of an architect, I mean, I know architects have to work with contractors and different folks, but typically teamwork expert doesn't jump to mind when I think of an architect.
Right. That's one of the problems that I saw.
So what's wrong with this? So what's wrong with this picture, Steve?
Well, it's one of the things that I did mention in the book in several areas that, you know, if you don't have teamwork skills and management skills, even if you've got those technical skills, let's say an architect or an engineer or even a lawyer, those are great skills. But if you don't have the management skills, put those into context and be successful with running a business or an organization, and the technical skills are less useful in a way. They're not going to carry you that far. You need these other skills to really carry you into a successful realm.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, one of the things that is so important that these days in the 21st century, Steve, is for small business owners, we've really got to understand more about this teamwork thing. And what I try to get people to understand is it's not just teamwork within your four walls. It's teamwork with the other people. I was just talking about vendors,
mm-hmm.
about making sure your vendors are not just the people who deliver products to you, but make sure that they're your partners.
Right.
And also teamwork with your customers. I mean, I bring in the upstream and the downstream line, upline and downline folks in terms of teamwork. And the reason I do that is because, as you know, some small business owners don't have enough people really to have what they would consider to be teams. But yet all these other people are influencing the success of their company.
Sure. And they are really a part of the team. If your goods are going to be delivered late because the supplier has problems, you know, you need to be involved in the process and trying to encourage them and problem solve with them in order to meet the needs and expectations of your clients and customers. So you're right. It is one big team.
Well, and the thing is, and so now you and I agree, and I think most people would have to agree, that we all have teams. The question is what kind of a team do we have? Is it a productive, functioning, efficient team, successful team? Or is it an unproductive, inefficient, unsuccessful team? Right?
Right.
It's one of the others.
Right. Well, you get some shades of gray, but yes, typically things tend to, I think, go to one edge or the other of that spectrum. And with many people, it's the dysfunctional side. Because again, as we were just discussing a minute ago, if people do not have a great and effective management and leadership skills, then you're going to tend to end up with just a lot of competitiveness within even a small business of 10 or 12 people. And you're going to have backstabbing and scapegoating and one-upsmanship when, in fact, you need a team in order to have that group of people functioning to a high level.
And
you're going to have competitiveness.
And as my friend Archie C. and Cuddy says, you get the us versus them thing going on.
Absolutely. A divided culture based on power. It's like oil and water. It tends to stratify all the time, and it's very hard to get those things to mix.
Let's hold up a mirror in front of all of us, and this is going to be a little frightening, folks, but Steve, I want you to tell us a little bit about what a dysfunctional team, an unsuccessful team, an unproductive team, what would it look like?
Well, it's definitely going to have that competitiveness and that me agenda going on for most of the people there. So personal drives, wanting to get ahead at the expense of others.
And when you say others, you're talking about like the accounting department is that wanted to get theirs at the expense of, say, the purchasing department.
Sure,
inside,
different departments.
Inside the four walls.
Sure, it could be different departments. It could be different people on a six-person team.
Right.
We're talking about human behavior, and so these things can pop up in almost any environment or any situation. But the competitiveness, the me-driven agenda, is really what, and that individual focus on getting ahead, is really what tends to break down teamwork and team cohesion and doing and having great productivity performance.
Steve, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get Steve to tell us a little bit more about what this dysfunctional team might look like, and you can see if it looks like one of your teams. And then we're going to talk about how to fix it, and we're going to talk about what it should look like after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Stephen H. Carney, the author of Teamwork Chronicles. Stephen, tell us your give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Well, the website is you can get to it by the Teamwork Chronicles keywords or thepowerofwe.com is the actual website name, but they're linked together. And there's a lot of information there about the book. We've got some other content and interactive. There's a new assessment page that you can get in there and click off on the different kinds of problems that you're having in your workplace and kind of get a score and a readout on where you stand on the teamwork issue.
And that's free?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And is that teamworkchronicles.com?
Well, that'll take you there. Yeah, I've got a number of overlapping links for the book. The technical name of the website is powerofwe.com, taken from the fifth chapter out of the book.
Right. Powerofwe, okay,
right.
.com. And so tell us, I want to hear more about this little test we can take.
Well, it's called an assessment page on the navigation buttons. And there's 21 different, what I call, symptoms of a lack of teamwork. It's things like low morale, scapegoating, missed deadlines, resentment, conflict, low job satisfaction.
These are all things that identify a team that's not working, aren't they?
Right. There's symptoms that tell you it's just like having a runny nose when you've got a cold. These are symptoms that indicate a lack of teamwork and a lack of sense of mission and excellence going on in any workplace environment, whether it's government or small business, it doesn't matter. A lot of times people see these kinds of things as separate problems, but in fact they reflect a lack of that team identity going on that we've been talking about, having a good team versus a dysfunctional one. So you click off on the different elements or symptoms that match what you're seeing in your workplace, and then you click on an assessment button, and it runs a score and gives you kind of a summary of what you should be doing. So it's,
I'm on your page right now. That's pretty interesting. And that's pretty simple too,
it
folks.
Is.
I really encourage you. I'd encourage you to check this out. And you know, right there on that page, Steve, people can start identifying. I mean, if they're having trouble believing that they've got a problem, they've got a teamwork problem. You know, start looking at some of these things. Are you having disputes among your people? Are you hearing a lot of criticism? You know, you have people coming into your office, say, you know, tattletaling on other people. Is your turnover high? Like a high turnover, that'd be a good example, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, and that's an expensive one too. But these are all expensive problems if you think about it. Every one of these will have an adverse effect on your productivity and performance. Every one of them will bring down the level of excellence that you're trying to achieve in your small business. So I think they're all important.
Okay, Steve, we've taken the test. We've taken the assessment, and it was ugly. You gave it to us. We printed it out, and we've been crying. You know, we've stopped our snubbing, and we know the truth. We're reconciled to the fact that we don't have a good team. Our team is dysfunctional. It's unsuccessful. It's unproductive. Now, Steve, we're putting ourselves in your hands. What do we do?
Well, there are some fundamental things that any person can do in management or business ownership. I think where I tend to start is with one premise that is so logical, but I think it's often forgotten. And that is that if you want excellence out of your workplace, out of your small business, then you have to be an example of excellence, and you have to treat your employees and your suppliers and your customers very well. You have to value them. You have to encourage them. You have to move into leadership where you create the sense of mission and inspiration about what you're doing. If you fall into this grind of just grinding out tasks and getting work done, you will just be sucked into a hole of minutia and microscopic work output. You've got to keep the big picture going on all the time. So I think that's one thing that I often saw violated. Many places I've worked and many managers that I've worked for and small business owners would treat everyone badly and then somehow expect them to do great work. And
right.
it's just not going to happen.
Well, that's the old Dominator model.
Right.
And that's passé. I mean, folks, that is 20th century stuff. In fact, that's early 20th century stuff. And it won't work in the 21st century, especially not with the Gen Xers coming along, Steve.
Right. Yeah. They want more teamwork, too.
That's right.
Go ahead. I also think that solving gripes and conflicts needs to be a priority. Most places I've worked, they dismiss your concerns. You know, they tell you to get back to work. We've got a deadline, that sort of attitude. And the problem is that gripes and frustrations and conflicts don't solve themselves. They don't go away. They sit there and fester. And as resentment and frustration builds on the part of your employees, once again, you're having people now trying to avoid each other because there's bad feelings or people aren't getting along. You don't have cooperation. You've got, again, a kind of competitiveness. And so I think any small business owner really needs to focus on this idea that, hey, why don't we solve these things and learn to deal with them as they come up and move forward toward our goals and our sense of purpose and why we're here.
One of the things that I think happens too much, Steve, is that small business owners have done the work so much. They've done the work of their business so much that when they get a little bit bigger and they get a little bit of an organization, a little bit of a team, they don't realize that as the manager of this whole operation, they need to be doing less work on the business and more work on the teams.
Right, absolutely.
And because what happens is when somebody brings you those gripes and concerns, if you're knee-deep in the business, in selling and all that sort of thing, then those gripes and concerns really make you feel unproductive. When the truth is, if the bigger your organization gets, the more those gripes and concerns are your job.
Right. It's all part of creating the right environment within which then high productivity and performance can and will take place.
Absolutely. Stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with Stephen H. Carney, the author of The Teamwork Chronicles, a startling look inside the workplace. I think you'll like this book, and I know you need to go to that website and take that assessment for your team. And that's powerofwe.com. Quick break. 10 till. Stay with us.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and if you have a question for me or our guest, Stephen H. Carney, ask Jim at jbsba.com. And even though we won't get it on the air while he's visiting with us, we'll get you an answer. We'll get you some kind of an answer if you have one of those. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Or if you have one for Steve and you want me out of it, Steve, they can probably go to your website, can't they, and do that?
Yes, we've got a couple of email links there to ask questions. And phone number two.
Yeah, see, you don't have to go through me. I mean, I like it when you do, and it doesn't hurt my feelings, though, if you go around me. So you can go straight to Steve at powerofwe.com, and please go take that assessment. Even if you think you got a rock and rolling, cool as it can be team, go take it. I know you'll learn some things. I know one thing, when you see that list, what is it, about 18 or so?
There's 21.
21 things there to different areas. Some of these areas you probably hadn't thought about, and you look over there and you say, whoa, I saw that yesterday. So check that out at Steve's website. And I know they can get your book there, but is your book also available at Amazon, some of the other
bookstores? Yeah, we've got it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We're in the whole distribution system, but I can't really predict that every single bookstore of the thousands in the country will have it. But you will be able to order it. But we have links from our website. We've got that book info page on the site.
Right.
And we've got all the information about the book, the ISBN number, that sort of thing. And then we have two actual links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble if people like to do it online.
Carney, as in Art Carney, only it's Stephen H.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk some more about how we can make sure our team works. And you've got chapter three, you talk about four teamwork principles.
Right.
Give us the first. Let's start with the first one at least. We might not get through all four of them, but what's the first one?
Consistent communication.
Yeah.
Which is something that is often dropped. You know, we've all been burned when we heard something like, "I wish you had told me before." We've all heard that expression. Mm-hmm. You know, why didn't you tell me that sooner? That's a perfect example of when someone didn't get the communication effectively, and probably you missed a deadline or the wrong work got done or that sort of thing. It's a very common problem. I see it all over the place, not only in the workplace, but in personal relationships, too. People just forget to tell people important information. But communication also keeps the team or even a small business, you know, moving in the same direction, on the same page, so to speak. And when you don't communicate effectively and share information and knowledge, you're going to have people falling off the fringes, even in a small business. I've worked for companies that were a dozen people, and even in a number that small, people can forget to communicate important information.
Let me stick something in here. One of the biggest challenges that small business owners have, and Steve, I was a consultant to small business for a number of years, and I saw this over and over again. They didn't have meetings.
Right.
They didn't get together and talk about what has been done, what we said we were going to do, and what we actually did, and what needs to be done, who needs to do what to pick up this piece or that piece. They didn't have meetings, I think, because maybe they thought that was just for big companies. I don't know. I'm not sure. I always knew. But the thing is, you know, when you say communicate, people will say, well, we send email. We speak English. You know, we communicate with each other. Well, but I'm talking about a sit-down meeting where you're doing nothing but talking about what do we need to talk about.
Right.
What do we need to communicate? What do we need to know? Because you've got to set this table, don't you? You've got to have the venue for that.
Right.
Otherwise, it really doesn't get done properly, does it?
It doesn't. And I think one of the perceptions out there is that meetings waste time. But in fact, as you're saying, without meetings, that where you can coordinate a lot of the work process and what everyone's doing and what page everyone's on so that you're back on the same page. If you don't do that, you're not going to have team unity and moving in the same direction at the same time. You're going to have people falling off on the edges and going off and doing the wrong stuff.
I do know that some big organizations go from one meeting to another, and I do wonder how they get anything done. But, folks, I'm talking about one meeting a week,
mm-hmm.
35, you know, 40 minutes a week maybe.
Sure.
It's all it takes sometimes, isn't it?
Right. And that way you do get everyone together, as you're saying.
Makes all the difference. Steve, I got about 30 seconds. Give us one last thought on teamwork.
Well, I think everyone needs to practice it. There are no exceptions. You can't have some people doing it and some not doing it. That's why I talk about it as a cultural change. But when everyone does do it, the benefits are great. You can save a lot of money, reduce your turnover, and solve a lot of problems.
And you got to make sure, folks, that the boss, the person at the top, is plugged into the team. Otherwise, it won't work. And when you come back next time, I want to talk about that. We'll work on the leader next time, Steve.
Okay.
Stephen H. Carney, the author of the Teamwork Chronicles. Steve, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been great.
We'll get you back again another day. We got some more stuff to talk about.
That'd be great. Thanks.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.